The interim meeting of the International Pacific Halibut Commission is our first look at the huge volume of data the IPHC collects that informs a big decision coming next January: how much halibut will be available for harvest from the coast of Oregon to the Bering Sea. For halibut users in Southeast Alaska, the number could be ticking up, maybe 8% or by over 300,000 pounds. In South Central Alaska, though, the trend is the other direction. The commercial and sport fleets may see their harvests reduced by 7%, or 750,000 pounds. Overall, IPHC staff will recommend reducing harvest in the Gulf of Alaska by around 2 million pounds, from just over 29 million pounds in 2015 to around 27 million pounds in 2016. South Central has had the lion's share of the halibut harvest over the last decade or so. Ian Stewart is the staff scientist for the commission.
We've seen some fairly big changes in how the stock is distributed. Certainly over the last 16 years, we've seen a very large change in that distribution, from being heavily weighted toward much of the stock being in the western areas to much of the stock occurring in the eastern areas, Area 2 particularly.
Area 2 is how the IPHC defines the Pacific coast from Oregon to Yakutat. Area 3 is the central Gulf Coast, including Kodiak and going as far as Unalaska. Area 4 is the outer Aleutian Islands in the Bering Sea. And these three main areas are divided into a total of 8 sub-areas. Next season, Commission scientists expect there will be more halibut in 3/4 of the 8 areas. The slight rebound of halibut stocks in Area 2 remains a mystery. Halibut fishing was heavily concentrated here in the 20th century and later moved across the Gulf. Bottom trawlers don't fish in Area 2, so wasted halibut or bycatch is less of a problem. Stewart didn't have a complete explanation.
So across Area 2, we've actually seen some of the more positive trends in the biology as well as the catch rates at the same time. And I don't know whether that's because the fish that are growing faster and are generally more productive tend to move to Area 2 with a greater frequency, or whether the fish in Area 2 tend to be more productive because of better growing conditions.
The fact that there are generally more halibut available in Area 2 is good news for Southeast fishermen. Sitka longliner Jeff Farver tuned in the webcast of the Seattle meeting. In an interview afterwards, he sounded hopeful.
Overall, on a coastwide level, it looks like things have stabilized, but they're still pretty average, below average, kind of at a historical perspective. But it's always good to see stability and even some growth.
Farver is a longtime advocate for the commercial halibut fleet and been in the teeth of allocation battles. But he says he's glad to see the 30% increase in guided sport fishing clients last year and that there's enough halibut to accommodate that growth. But he remains discouraged by the cost of investment in commercial halibut fishing, which is regulated under an individual fishing quota system, or IFQs. Farber says the price has gone through the roof. The most recent price listed for IFQs in the Central Gulf, or Area 3A, was $58 a pound for 4,600 pounds. That's over $250,000 just for access to the fishery.
It does seem crazy. I know in Canada they're even more than that. Just because you see that advertised doesn't mean that's what someone's going to get. Sometimes people start speculating or throwing numbers out there.
IFQ prices in other areas, Area 4 for instance, are considerably less but still high relative to permits for other fisheries. Farber says communities such as Sitka are beginning to explore opening permit banks to assist young fishermen hoping to buy IFQs. He bought IFQs when they were cheaper, but the quota larger, and thinks that they remain a good investment over the long term. The interim meeting of the International Pacific Halibut Commission is just 2 days and mainly consists of scientific and committee reports. The 6 commissioners, half from the U.S., half from Canada, will make their final decision on catch limits at their annual meeting beginning January 25th at Centennial Hall in Juneau. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.